and that was Frank Sinatra.
Flash from Lido Motors, 54 Chevy Custom, $595. See the mayor of Motor City, the biggest name in the used car business. Chuck.
A new sound, a fresh sound, an exciting sound. It's the Billy May sound all this week and next on NBC Bandstand. The Billy May Orchestra, directed by that great tenor saxophone man, Sam Donahue. Sharing the bandstand this week with Jimmy Dorsey and the fabulous Dorsey Orchestra. Our Mr. Music this week, a wonderful entertainer and a great friend, too. Paying us a return visit, let's welcome Vaughn Monroe right here. And the captain of our team, that boy in the beam, Bert Parks.
Well, hi there. And it's the first of the week, the end of the month, an absolutely final type conclusion this year. Should be an exciting morning. And we have all the ingredients to make it one. Take one part Sam Donahue saxophone. Add one part Billy May sound. Mix it with a Rudolph Rimmel melody and you have Serenade from the Student Prince, like that Student Prince never serenaded before. Go, Sam.
Well, the pessimist says we're half through, but we optimists say we've just half started with today's edition of NBC Bandstand. Another big hour just around the corner, folks. The Billy May Band with Sam Donahue is bowing out till tomorrow. The next hour, you'll hear Jimmy Dorsey and the fabulous Dorsey Orchestra. And Vaughn Monroe stays with us and brings you more fine songs. Coming up immediately, the latest NBC radio news with these headlines. Arson suspected in second Hartford, Connecticut church fire. We'll have a direct on-the-scene report. Soviet troops and tanks withdraw from Hungarian Parliament building. Frank Blair will have the answers to these questions on NBC Radio News, reported by more than 300 correspondents across the nation around the world. It follows immediately over most of these stations.
Tuesday, July 14th. Not quite the day that anyone expected it to be. Damn this Scott, turn it down, the Scott radio. Well, my father had planned to go out on an overnight in the boat, and I was to go over to the Bittner's, probably, to spend the night. But it is raining, so that has messed up plans. I have the radio going here, as well as the tape recorder, and it's just as good a day as any to make some recording tests. Last evening, I played a couple of rolls of tape, and I found that one had a much higher volume level than the other one did. Had less background noise than the other one. But the upsetting fact was that this better roll of tape was made earlier. The other one was a fairly late recording. Boy, I'm really screwing this up, aren't I? Anyway, I am testing out this recorder in the search, in the quest for full volume level that I used to be able to get back in 1958. So, I'm going to make a direct connection with this dangerous Scott radio, and I'm going to see what I can get. I'm going to see what I can get on July 14th, 50 Nizzies.
You hear a silvery note as the Sandman takes your hand. So rock-a-bye, my baby, don't you cry, my baby. Sleepy time is high. Won't you rock me to a ragtime lullaby?
Time for the Mills Brothers and a tango for us squares, but you really shouldn't be a square while you're tangoing. More of an ellipse or a trapezoid. Try it yourself and see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did it. A full volume recording from the Scott radio. During the final part of that Blue Tango song, I had the thing just so the lines would just touch on the normal peaks. They overlapped a little bit on some of them. But at the beginning, I had it up at 0.5, actually 0.3. But it looks like 5. At any rate, the 11 o'clock position on the volume control. Then I gave it outright distortion. How will these things turn out? When I play these over the Scott 99D, thanks to 1959, I will find out. Full volume recording. Is this indicator accurate? It seemed to show the distortion pretty well.
Have we played the Prisoner song for them lately? I don't think so. Jenny, see if you can get the Prisoner song by Bunny Berrigan out, will you? We'll go to work on that one this morning. Now, before we go to work with Johnny Horton, let's talk a little bit about your living room sofa and chair.
We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket, still we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles, and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind, and when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Sort of kind of fit the battle, didn't it? Not the Battle of Jericho, but the Battle of New Orleans. Johnny Horton should be pretty much exhausted by now, don't you think?
This is the story of Timothy Crouch, spent all day long on a doctor's couch, trying to find why he felt so tense, probing his mind at great expense. Finally learned for a big fat fee what you can learn for free from me. You see, Timothy's life was all arranged in a tired pattern that never changed. His doctor said you'll be better when you go out to the movies now and then. Get out of the house. Get out of your shell. Get out of that rut where you usually dwell. Get with it. Get up. Get out. Get more. Get more out of life than you did before. Go out to a movie theater.
Yep, that's something that maybe should I might be doing this afternoon, maybe. Get out of the house, get out of the rut, get out of 495. I'd like to do that to more than go to a movie. What's playing in Stanford? I've got to find out. But in the meanwhile, this Scott is hot, and so is this recorder, and I'm going to make a full volume recorder recording if it kills me or the recorder. Why do I turn down the volume? Well, with this old Scott radio, it was due to a 1956 superstition known as bass blur. Hold it, turn this thing up fast, and I mean fast.
Prisoner's song, and I hope you liked it as much as we've all liked it for lo these many years. Well, my friends, once again, it's time for us to take a 5-minute intermission here at the Make-Believe Ballroom, because once again it's news time, after which we'll be right back again in our crystal studio at the Make-Believe Ballroom.
This is WABC and WABC FM in New York. Right now the temperature in Midtown Manhattan is 70 degrees. The temperature humidity index is 71, And the time, exactly 10:55. Time to perk up with High C Pineapple Grapefruit Drink.
This is Don Gardner in the ABC Newsroom in New York. In the headlines, Teamster President Hoffa testifies on monitor's removal. Russia's Gromyko called obstructionist. Steel talks due to start as strike deadline looms. Those are the headlines. In a moment, the details.
Constipation can be a problem for anyone.
And now the news. Teamster President James Hoffa is making his fourth appearance before the Senate Rackets Committee.
And here is an old record which is making its fourth appearance. That was the station, I believe, that I tuned in 56, that fateful day of September 15th, I think it was. Using that cheap Federal 8283 recorder, where I got bass blur so bad that it has changed my ideas ever since. But this is 50 Nigsies, and I'm gonna change them right back again. Uh-oh, here comes a crap song. I'd better turn this thing off. By the way, this is the first time ever that I have recorded the Scot at 7.5 inches per second. It is an AM radio, but it has exceptional range for an AM radio. Thus, I am trying this, and on thin-based tape that.
Cause nobody wants you when you're turning gray. There'll be some change. Changes made.
change my way of living. Gonna change the way I talk. Gonna take instead of giving.
It's like Christmas, your birthday, and your anniversary, too.
First, a scratchy 78, then an organ recording, and finally, a high-fidelity RCA Victor recording. What more of a test could I give for full-volume recording, the technique I am trying to win back after almost a year of absence? By this time in 58, I was in Florida. I was out of a microphone because that Turner crystal had finally crapped out after almost a year of hard usage. But now it is 59. The future doesn't look any better, but I may as well enjoy the recorder while I may. Thus I am trying to get back this technique of making full volume recording, and yet without making the mistakes that I had in 58. Maybe I had it up a little too high in 58. On this RCA Victor record, on which Tchaikovsky's Sleeping Beauty Waltz was playing, I kept the lines so they would just touch, crossing only on peaks, but yet not crossing. It is difficult to get the settings just so. It is still raining, and it promises to continue all day.